boys and girls, children of all ages. I sound a lot different than normal because, one, I'm in a room with echo. But two, I'm also coming from Eastern London, for a change. And three, I don't have my normal headset. When I moved out, I stopped bringing. So I'm using the laptop onboard microphone, which, for those of you who want a nice little nugget of Saturday Night Sega history, we've not used since the very first episode. Apart from one little bit where I did an episode with Mina, and I was sat in the kitchen of a house in Chelmsford Road Drive back in good old sunny G-Town. We did ourselves a nice little Twilight skit that I'm sure she might... Ah, yes, she smiled now remembering that. We did that with the onboard microphone, but I don't think we actually did the show itself with the onboard. So yeah, I might sound a little different. I do apologise if I sound like I'm shouting, but I want to make sure that I'm heard over the top of the music. I can't hear the music because the speakers won't run through virtual audio cables, so I can't hear what's going on. However, I do have two. I'm very quiet, apparently. Am I very? Let's see what the IRC is saying. Wow, you do sound different. Rexy says, haha, Drunken Gav all over again. No, because Drunken Gav was because I tried to use a Guitar Hero microphone and the internet wouldn't let me do it. But yeah, you'll have to excuse me because apparently I'm coming across very quiet, but my thing, the volume level, says that I'm coming across normal. Turn the music down. Here we go. Right, how do we do that? Not my fault, but turn the music down. Right, so if we turn that down, how's that now? Yeah. I'll tell you what, if we give the mic a boost as well, we'll turn the microphone up a bit and we'll turn the music down. And there's about a 30 second delay, so people will start to learn very quickly. Anyway, because you can probably hear them if they speak loud enough, I'm going to get them to say hello even though they don't want to. I'm sat around a table with, to my immediate right, I've got, for the first time since however many episodes it's been, I've got Mina!
Yay!
You might have heard her, that's fine. And directly in front of me, I've got some lilies! That talk, apparently, although they're grinning at me quite maliciously. Yeah, I don't think you're going to hear him. I have Mr. Stream, who's looking rather red and embarrassed. Aww. It's an improvement. M20 is... Has M20 been tweeting on the Radio Sega? Oh, no, he hasn't. No, he's... No, that's fine. Yeah, we're probably going to be swapping and changing a little bit. Trying to sort the volume out. Hang on. Go off. What, the actual music bed? How low are we talking? Right, how are we now? Is that... Well, I say how are we now, you're not going to know. I might have to just lean into the laptop a little bit more, and actually, rather than trying to sit comfortably, I'll lean into it as if I'm moving in for a sort of passionate embrace, but with a piece of... It's rather hot plastic than metal, actually, because it's got power coming through it, so, you know, hello, what's going on here? What? Hang on. I need to see this. What's going on? What is it? I want to see. What is it? Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't know. It's so good. I can move. I can actually move. It's amazing. Yeah, I'm getting requests from all sorts. We're gonna play some. Silver Sonic sent me a thingy about voice effects help. Oh, I'm getting a thumbs up. Is that it? Set fade level for fade out to 95%. That way the music isn't too loud over your mic. I might give that a go. Equalizer. Out. Oh no, hang on. I need to do that when the microphone's turned off. Oh no! Oh, this could go so horribly wrong. I might just do it this way, because this way I'm getting thumbs up, and apparently it's working. Chaos Blue says, now we all imagine them sitting around a table with a laptop and And now we all imagine them sitting around a table with a laptop and other tidbits on said table. Indeed, this table has got, as I say, some lilies, which means I can't see Mr. Stream directly in front of me because he's hiding behind the lilies.
Any magic.
Lena's taking a photo with the iPad. We should smile. Yeah, I'm smiling. It'll go up on Twitter. Where's it going? Is it going on Twitter? You're going to put it on Twitter. Cool. Right, I should probably actually get some music queued up. That might be a help. Because, you know. I'd also like to say that we've got brand new internet. We are no longer on Virgin Media and their horrible, horrible internet. We're actually now on BT Infinity, which at some point in the day can actually give us, what is it, upload of 40 megabytes? Did you have it at some point?
50.
We've had it at 50 megabytes upload.
We're higher with Ethernet.
But we're higher with Ethernet. So we're not Ethernet, we're wireless. Obviously, because that's why we're all up around the table. But yeah, I mean, this should only last for a couple of weeks, and then I should have my headset, and then everything will be good and back to normal. I've had a shadow track requested that I don't think I own. Oh, I don't have lava shelter, I'm so sorry.
What? Do you hashtag SNS or
do hashtag welcome back SNS, because that's what we're trying to use. If you want to send a message to us on Twitter, I've run out of music. if you want to send us a message on the Twitters and you want it reading out on air, send it with
welcome back SNS.
Welcome back SNS. Hashtag welcome back SNS. I'm going to play M20's request actually, because I was going to play Lava Shelter from Shadow the Hedgehog, and wouldn't you know it, I don't own it. But I'll play the one that M20's requested, and then I'm going to stop talking, and yeah, music volume minus 6.3. I will remember this because I'm going to need it for when the talk bed needs to go back on. So you're listening to Saturday Night Sega. We're back! Oh, and this is Grace and Glory, the BB Wright's mix. This is the greatest radio show that anyone has ever listened to in the whole history of the world ever. And yeah, we're back after our absence, back and ready to rock and roll. We'll be right back.
RadioSega.net. 8-bit to 128-bit. We play the best in Sega music. Sega!
That was Dave Thomas, The Tank Engine by Kako Missile. It was from Dwelling of Jewels, one of the random mixes that they did. I just thought I'd put it in there to be random. Mr. Stream came out with No Dogs then, for some bizarre reason. He's been looking at a BuzzFeed article of, like, 32 awesome dog pictures, and there's some absolute beauts in there. Rexy said it's baffled over how it fits Radio Sega's cover. It fits because it's a really, really random track. And I thought I'd play it, because I really don't have... Yeah, this is it. It's also released on the SNES, and it's just, well, lulz. That's it, that's why I played it. It is just for the lulz. And besides, you know, you could probably actually argue the fact that, you know, I played Hadaway and What Is Love, and if it wasn't for the fact that, Oh god, he's off on one again. Yeah, I don't know. Before that, we played, we played Hadaway in What Is Love, the Sega Genesis remix, which is from YouTube. I've got a couple more YouTube remixes that I'm going to play later. They're really, really good ones. I was actually, this entire show was going to be full of them, but I've been busy, with work and trying to deal with electricians and other bits and bobs. So I've not actually had time. And also we've got the minor problem of what to do with all of our Saturday night specials, because I work Saturdays now, and I don't quite want to do a 3-hour show once I've been at work for like 8 hours or so, maybe longer once you factor in travel. So we don't quite know what's going on with those, but I might try and do the summer soundtrack next week, especially considering that I don't need to talk for that one, so you know, that'd be good. Be able to play some awesome music. I won't be able to hear it, so I wouldn't be able to tell you if it's awesome or not. And also, most of my amazing remixes that I want, I don't have. Oh, it's so bad. Before Hadaway, we played Jet Set Radio Future, Grace and Glory, the BB Wright mix, which was requested by M20. And it's not my favourite version of the track. I do prefer the Jet Set Radio version. But I like how it starts. Mina even commented that she liked how the track starts and then sort of tailed off once the track started proper with the beat and stuff. Yeah, she sort of grimaced and nodded. But then Jet Set Radio isn't her type of game anyway. She sort of looks at it and goes, oh, that's pretty, but try and give her a controller and she's like,
okay.
Yeah, she's like, no thank you. No thank you. But what was the last game that you played? On a video games console. Let's not include like phones and tablets. Luigi's Mansion 2. That's a good game, that is, actually. Do like that game. Speaking of 3DS games, because it's relevant, Project X Zone came out this week. It's a Bandai Namco game, so we shouldn't really promote it too much, but it has Sega characters in, including Ulala. Not quite sure how she fits into a tactical role-playing game, but there you go. I do own it, but as I say, it's because of aforementioned house. I haven't really had a lot of time to play the video games, so tomorrow I might. I might, so. Chaos Blue says, it's not as if we can do anything to stop me playing what I want. You can't. You can't stop me playing what I want, but of course, I suppose you could, if you don't want to hear it, you could always tune out. So there's that. We would talk about other things. I was going to do Gotta Go Fast, the Summer of Sonic 2013 version, but of course, Gotta Go Fast, the Sonic X theme is on my external hard drive, which is 125 miles away, a bit further up the north, up in the country. I didn't bring it because I didn't have space to bring it. It was all a matter of space. It wasn't fooey. Oh fooey. Oh fooey. Oh bugger. What was the oh fooey for? Blow me down. Oh dear. What I am going to play, because I've been meaning to play it for a while, is coming up next, is something that I just got off YouTube, and it is superb. But yeah, we're going to play Gotta Go Fast. We're going to play the Summer of Sonic 2013 version. If you remember, last year when the tickets went on sale for Wave 1, we decided to play Gotta Go Fast and see if tickets sold out by the time the track finished, and it did. If we tried to play it this year, I think you'd have got as far as Gotta Go Fast, and that'd be about it. That was about that far into the track, really. Because Mina said to me, it's about 2.5 tons, and he says, gotta go fast.
Yeah.
2.5 times that the bloke says, gotta go fast, before tickets sold out. But hey, if you didn't get tickets, you know, don't panic, there is still tomorrow. But if you don't get any tickets after that, then, oops, you know, looks like you're not going. Looks like you're going to have to watch the live stream, or maybe even listen to the radio. More information on that coming up at a later date. I really can't tell you much about that because at the moment I don't know a lot about it. But but I know that there is going to be video provided by the Sonic Show, because of course there is, because they never would ever. I don't know. Although Mina did have this fantastic idea, which we'll tell you about a little bit later, with the whole 6 second Summer of Sonic thing, which I think is a brand new record. In fact, the only thing that I think they could beat it now is if Wave 2 tickets managed to sell out before they went on sale. That's probably what we're looking at now. People who want to buy tickets tomorrow, or register for tickets tomorrow, 6 seconds is your target. Anyway, this is from Cash Cash. You're listening to Saturday Night Sega, and yeah, we're awesome.
For all of you children of all ages, here's some jazz from Scatland.
I'm a scat man. Batman's world.
Sega music and remixes. Only on Radio Sega.
We will choose to fight for a world beyond. We'll be right back.
I might do here, actually, is if I have to keep turning music down and it starts getting a bit annoying on my end, we might just have to do talk beds with no music behind them, which might be interesting, but we'll see how we go. That was My Sweet Passion, the theme of Amy, Mr. Stream, finding the lyric Sphinx was so cute I had to shave it. Very, very concerning. We don't actually know what the line's about, but we think it has to do with razors and intimate areas. Mina's looking very concerned at her netbook. It's almost as if she's trying to figure something out and she doesn't quite know what it is yet. But once she does know, you can see a light bulb appear above her head. What is it you're trying to find out?
Right.
She's trying to figure out why it's shit. It's because it wasn't that expensive. And it's okay as... Eh? It's quite old as well. Well, not really. If you bought it, I bought it at the same time that Dead Space 2 came out on the Xbox. Yeah, 2 years. Yeah, 2 years. I suppose, 2 years for a little netbook. It's just like, what are you doing? I can barely run Word. Yeah. You've got Chrome. But she's still trying to listen in, bless her. I think she might give up eventually. Or just move to iPad, which might be better. She's got a tuning app. It'll be a bit more up to date. 15% battery. Wow, well, there you go then. Well, anyway, so there you go. That was My Sweet Passion. We had Fantasy Star Universe, Ambition of the Illuminous, and Save This World. Chaos Brew requested Save This World. Mina decided to put the amendment into the remix version. I'm sure no one will mind. Same track, essentially. It's just a bloke singing instead of a woman. Sexism! and then before that, Cash Cash and Scatman, because why? I want to do it. Ah, True and Peanut, bless them. They're such a weird couple. Mina's looking very, very confused. Hi, welcome to July 2013. Do keep up.
Mina?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a conversation for the airwaves. I'll tell you later. Right, so yeah, what have we got to tell you? What have we got to tell you? News-wise, not a lot really. There's so much going on. June Sonoy's, it's at Summer of Sonic. Come on,
Yay!
Hey!
What?
Yeah.
You're here and you're there and what?
What? Oh, the irony, the tuning app that Mina's using on her iPod is now showing the Acer logo, and Acer are the same ones you make a netbook. It's like it's trying to troll her. It's like, look! You could try using this! We have got a Rexy Request of the Week coming up. I'll take this point to actually read out the messages of Welcome Back to Saturday Night Sega, because not many people sent us one. Bogard, who's Bogard07 on Twitter, says, awesome show so far. DJ Ear said yay, but I don't know why. That might not even be related to me. No, it isn't. That's Ultra Wave. That's fine. He said yay, though, during the show, so that'll count. M20, Mina DC's pick is shown to be officially the new Radio Sega Studios. No, because my studio is actually going to be in the right up in the loft. 2 stories higher, once we have a chair up there. Silver Sonic says, glad to hear this show again. True complimented Mr. Stream on his shorts. Which, he's looking a little bit embarrassed about that now I've said it. Oh, bless him! and John... Yeah, apparently, and Mr. Stream has better legs than Mina, apparently. I'm going to disagree with that statement because I have to get in bed with one of them. John the VGNer just said welcome back. So there you go. Yeah, I know which door's mine, don't worry. Yeah. We're saying that, obviously, saying welcome to July 2013. True responds with hi. Obviously, you know, the show, we're encoding straight to the AAC, and yet the show is still on a delay. But hey, you know, we've gone for quite a long time, so maybe it was actually Virgin Media being shit, and not my laptop. We can put that to bed now, Woe 21. It wasn't my laptop. Ever. Thank you. Oh, Mina's looking embarrassed. Why? Oh, bless. It's alright. It's fine. It's normal. It'll all be better once I've got a headset, then I can say whatever I want and I don't have to look at people. Because because of how I'm sat, you see, I have to look at Mina, so I get to see her face as it goes from confusion to jubilation to back to confusion, and then just bewilderment. Yeah, it's good. Anyway, we've got a Rexy request of the week. Obviously, if you do want to send us a message and get it read out on air, please make it deep and meaningful, for as deep as meaningful as you can get it in 140 characters. Use the hashtag #WelcomeBackSaturdayNightSega. This next track is from Rexy. It's not actually by Rexy, but it's requested by her. It's a Rexy request of the week. Listen to that Night Sega. We're back on air. Woo! We'll be right back.
8-bit. We play the best in Sega music. We'll be right back.
Okay, we're going to do the rest of the show with no talk bed music, mainly because one, I can't be asked to cue it up, and two, I can't be asked to keep moving the music volume up and down. And three, you'll probably hear me clearer anyway if there's nothing behind me. So that was Pump by Brain Cells. It is a remix of a Revenge of Shinobi track. Mina wanted to listen to a Revenge of Shinobi track, and I thought I'd play a remix instead so that she could hear something new and see if she liked it. And did her ears approve? She sort of nodded. Before that, we played Daft Punk and Aerodynamic from the Sega Genesis remix. And then we played Dangerous Mizashi Cat, or A-Dash and Namehei, I think we'll go with. And Attack the Power something. Attack the Power Lane, I think it was called. No, Attack the Power Gale. And it was a remix of Like the Wind from Power Drift. Mina's looking at me really confused. Yeah, I can only see Attack the Power. But yes. There you go. There's things going on the Twitters. I don't know what. I was actually trying to find something. Oh no, I was trying to find Mr. Stream's article that he linked to about 33 dogs that just cannot right now. And they're brilliant. They're absolutely fantastic. I put it on Facebook, on my Facebook, and I used the best picture in the world. With regards to Daft Punk and Aerodynamic, it's a fantastic remix, actually, the Sega Genesis version. And M20 says, I'd like a Genesis mix of Get Lucky one day. And Silversonic said, it'll probably happen. And Gavi says, it's funny you should mention it. Because I just thought, oh yeah, no, that might be... That might be an idea, actually. You know, that could be something that we look into, perhaps. And, I found this. there you go. Daft Punk's Get Lucky was indeed remade or remixed using a Sega Genesis sound chip by Amarique, I believe, actually. There you go. he's done quite a few videos, as it happens, and quite a few of them I wanted to grab for the Sega Genesis like remix show that I was doing. Although to be fair, now I can't actually remember them. Well, he's actually done another Daft Punk when he did Something About Us. So there's that. There's just loads, really, really weird loads. Not something I want to try and go through right now. But yeah, there you go. Now you can be very happy. We've got an excuse to play Get Lucky on Radio Sega. Isn't that amazing? Mina nods. Come on, yay! I'm not quite sure what Mr. Stream's doing at this point. He's tuned in because he's still got his headphones in. But he's probably looking at pictures of dogs again, really. for the benefit of those who haven't seen it, I can't link you to it just yet. It's on Facebook. I'll find the Facebook link again. And I'll grab it. It's going in the IRC. You have to look at it. It is just absolutely superb. Yeah. Oh my word. Oh my actual god. It's just brilliant. I'm not quite sure where we go from here. We've got about another 45 minutes to go, so there's plenty more music left to play. Music wise, I think we've pretty much gone through all of the requests that I can play for music that I actually own on this computer. We were going to talk about Mina's Summer of Sonic idea, which someone's actually already sort of done, because I've just seen it pop up on Facebook, actually, was the idea of using the Gone in 60 Seconds logo, but crossing the 6 out, and then putting Nicolas Cage's face in. Crossing the 0 out, sorry, and putting Nicolas Cage's face in. But somebody's already done it, because they actually put here, this needed to be done. It would have been better if I could have shooped Nicolas Cage's face in, but I'm not that great with Photoshop.
Did they write shooped?
They actually wrote shooped, yeah.
Shooped.
But yeah, it is actually just, it is the God in 60 Seconds logo, but without the 0. And it's just got a picture of Sonic. It's got a render of Sonic, as opposed to... Such a shame, because that's the idea that we had, really. I mean, I suppose I could do something similar. I mean, I could actually take that picture and just... drop Nicolas Cage's face on top of Sonic's, but I can't be asked. I'll do it tomorrow if I do it at all. But you know, it's still an idea. It was still a fairly good idea. But yeah, I laughed when she said it, because the actual picture that we were thinking, if you're familiar with the Nicolas Cage meme, the actual face that I was thinking was the You Don't Say face. And for those of you who don't know what the You Don't Say face looks like, I'm going to send you a picture. Bear in mind that this is the face that we would have put on Sonic's head, really. I need to just try and get a few original image. So yeah, imagine this picture that I've just put in the IRC. I'm going to tweet it as well. Imagine that face on Sonic's head. It's a beauty. You know it is. Nicolas Cage, one of the greatest actors of our entire lifetime. I'll tell you what, actually, while I'm trying to think of something to play, some music to play, because as I say, I think I've exhausted remixes, or exhausted requests, should I say. Forever Sonic had written something on the Facebook channel when he was promoting the fact that Saturday Night Sega is coming back to the airwaves. And he may have mentioned something which I'm sure you guys have missed. And if you haven't missed it, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to deal with it. But if you have missed it, oh, you're in for a real treat. Takaratomi. Sort of left a couple of gaps there because I wasn't watching Sam broadcast it because I was reading about some video game facts. Like, from didyounowgaming.com, because they are a nice source of everything. According to a former Rare employee called Chris Sevor, Microsoft mistakenly thought they owned the Donkey Kong franchise after they bought Rare Entertainment. So there you go, there's that. That's nice of them. The Bomberman, the original Bomberman, was ported to the original Nintendo console in a single 72-hour session. Christ, imagine doing that in 3 days. Yeah, I'm trying to find some Sega-related ones so that I can talk at length about those. Or not at length, but just read them out. I can't find one. The developers of Oddworld, Abe's Exodus, compiled all of the game's cutscenes into a 14-minute movie and submitted it for an Academy Award, which it unfortunately lost. Oh, follow me. Follow me. Nothing else. No, nothing interesting. So yeah, that was Giga Putty. Because you need it. And then we had a little bit of Troll-a-Lol afterwards as well. Just for fun. Or as Londoners seem to say, because I need to learn the Londoner way of saying it, just for jokes. Yeah. Mina's looking at me like, oh my god. I'm learning the local lingo. What?
Do you realise that I'm local and I don't use that lingo?
Yeah, but you're not from
I'm not from London.
No.
Racist.
No, you racist. You so racist. Racist against the black girl.
Not quite. Black!
Brown girl. Against the Asians. Against the Asian people. Racist and sexist.
There are way too many people that think I'm black.
Yeah, I know, isn't it? It's your hair colour. Oh. Normal people don't have red hair. Oh, she's face palming so hard right now. That's a brilliant. Oh. Oh, bless. Oh, bless. Do you know, it's still funny, actually. I've got the Batman Returns 8-bit soundtrack here. I'm going to play a track from that in a minute. And I've still got Chariots of Fire from London 2012 in there for some reason. It's not even... I don't even know why it's there. It's one of those... I don't even... shall we go through Xbox Live Ambassadors, actually? See what amazing questions we've got. We've got here... I was just wondering if you could help me on a little issue. That's it. That's the question. Well, I didn't answer it. Someone else did. So my personal answer would be no. What else have we got? I have someone online who seems to have hacked one of my friend's accounts. The messages are coming from a different account than the profile. Yeah. I just hope... Hi, I'm having trouble signing in at Xbox Smart Glass on my HTC Windows 8X phone. It is pretty poor service from Microsoft. Actually, no, that's actually more HTC, because it's the developer of the phone. It's not Microsoft's fault. Ugh. Silly people. A new question has come in. The question is, well, my Xbox isn't working.
Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Yeah. Well, if you'd ask Sega,
that's the first thing they would say.
Well, no, Sega would say, have you tried a hard reset? Because they had that whole thing, didn't they, a little while back, of a hard reset. Have you tried a hard reset? Blah. Oh no, why have I clicked Harry Potter? Go away! Oh, someone else has answered the ambassador question of won't sign on to Xbox Live when I play Black Ops 2. Oh. Can you hear this? You can just hear her in the background.
I just want to wheeze, 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 wheeze.
Ha! Ah, Pete! Paige, is it Summer of Sonic? He got a ticket!
Nothing new.
Oh, that was on Friday, yeah. Oh, no. Someone else got a ticket as well. Sam.
Oh, okay.
He's like, got mine too, from my phone, during basketball practice in a building where it's almost impossible to get signal. No one cares.
I'll beat that.
How?
I've got mine without even trying.
Yes! That's actually where we need that M. Bison chip. Yes! Yes! I don't have that. I need to get that. Next week. I'll have that by next week. I will have the M. Bison, yes. And then when someone says something that I agree with, I will play it. And you will just get, yes!
It sounds really happy.
He is. M. Bison is really happy. Have you never heard him? You never heard?
No, I just meant he sounds very happy.
I'll play you it. Obviously, well, actually, if I turn the speakers on, it might actually loop into the microphone, so you might just be able to hear it. I'm gonna play it for the benefit of Mina, because obviously she's never heard it. Yeah. So here we go. We'll play the original video. It's 30 seconds long, and you might be able to hear it through the thingy. So. Listen. There you go. I'm not quite sure if you heard that on air, but if not, that was one of the most awkward silences ever. We'd be going, yes! but then the problem that I've got there is Guile's in that video. So now all I've got in my head is Guile's theme. So I'm probably going to go to bed later going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Anyway, let's play some music. This is Stage 1 from Batman Returns. The 8-bit version, because it's from Sega Master System, and Yuzo Koshiro composed it, and it's awesome!
Sega with Gavi, only on Radio Sega.
We'll be right back.
KC making one of the most obvious jokes ever here when he was saying that, oh snap, this is awesome. So therefore referencing the name of the track here, referencing the artist that is being sampled here. And then follows on with, and I'm serious as cancer. Yes, I'm serious as cancer when I say that Rhythm is a dancer. That was actually the Sega Genesis remix of Rhythm is a Dancer by Snap. It's superbly good. And you're not getting any more because they're all I actually currently own. Before that you had Mr. Megabyte and Flying Battery Zone. I'm still waiting for him to make another Sonic track, you know, because he's just amazing. But I don't think he's done any more. And then Batman Returns and Stage 1. But as it stands at the minute, I'm actually going to see if Mr. Megabyte has actually done something else. No, he hasn't. Oh, rubbish. Boo. I told Mina about the joys of Quop, if anyone has ever played it. You know, QWOP, the game with the award-winning Olympics athlete, and he's running the race of his life, and yeah. Casey said if those lyrics came out nowadays, the song would be banned. Actually, Amina's nodding at that. I actually downloaded it off of YouTube a version of Rhythm is a Dancer where that line was actually removed. In fact, the entire rap section was removed. It was just, you just got the chorus and then it was just like in the middle. It was just like doom 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 for about 4 minutes. It's like, Christ, this is boring. Awful! Ugh. But yeah, no, I do like the Sega Genesis remix of that. So, I think we need a topic to talk about, so I'm going to prod Mina until she thinks of something. Prod. Me gusta. Oh, right. So I prodded her once, she goes, I like this. She didn't do the face, though. She tried to do the face. Oh, she's... Oh, if only I was wearing sort of Google Glass and broadcasting this on Ustream at the time. She sort of scrunched her face up in a sort of, I don't know, it's just like, try and smile whilst also looking angry. Do it to yourself. Try it now. Look in the mirror. And try and look happy whilst being angry. And that's the kind of face that Mina pulled. It's a
well,
bit...
that's what Megusta is.
Yeah, but it's not. But, well, yeah.
It's kind of like her, this is bad, but I like it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, there is one track that we have to play. There is oh, hello. Our good friend Roru or Beth from Boston, who used to be local to me, we mentioned, or Mina mentioned, the whole Nicolas Cage, you don't say. Well, it turns out we inspired her. We inspired her to make, and I'm going to retweet it so that people can see it, because I don't think she follows. So if Mina checks TweetDeck right now, Radio Sega has just retweeted a picture of Roru basically using MMD, which I can't remember. Is that Movie Maker Deluxe? Is that what MMD stands for? No, don't know. We've attempted to make Sonic looking like the Nicolas Cage you don't say. It doesn't look bad, actually. That looks pretty good. I like that. Yeah. M20 says, Quop is your favourite broken record of a game. But yes, it's amazing. Oh, she has actually come into the IRC now. I've no idea how long she's been in there. Busy Lizzie, her name is. But yeah, it's brilliant. Mina's not looking.
Loading. You underestimate how crap.
It's Mina saying it's getting there. But yeah, no, it looks alright. It looks good, that does. That's really, really good. I think actually, while you're at it, if you want inspiration, you've got 15 minutes. Go and see how many more Nicolas Cage faces you can make with Sonic. Go, 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 go! I want to see more!
What?
Oh, she's hmming at it. Oh. Sonny's own cop says, don't let Gavi hear you. What, Miku Miku dance? Do you know, actually, I can't even play Miku because I don't have it because it's not on it. I could actually play the Trollolol. Or not the Trollolol, sorry, the Nyan Cat. There's the actual original version. In fact, no, I don't think Mina's ever heard it, so we are going to play that. We'll play that, because Nyan Cat actually did originate from Hatsune Miku. And I have to say that it's probably the only Hatsune Miku track I can tolerate, purely because it is Nyan Cat.
I listened to it for 4 hours.
Mina listened to it for 4 hours, so there you go. That's the dedication that we've got here. But really, this is how anyone would want to hear it, really, because it's just so much different. You're listening to Saturday Night Sega, where it's getting quite dark outside now. And, are we having fun? That's a vote of confidence, as ever you go. We'll be back in just a few short minutes.
We'll be right back.
RadioSega.net. 8-bit to 128-bit. We play the best in Sega music. Sega!
Daylight there by Scud Race. Before that we had Sega Touring Car and Don't Drop Me, and then before that we had Hatsumiku and Project Diva X. That's the one that I do own on PS3, but it's up north, and also pisses me off that I own it, now that Sega have announced they're bringing out one in the west. So whilst I'm sat there trying to figure out how the fuck to play it, they go, oh, we're going to bring it out in English, but I suppose, you know, I do own it on disc, so there's that. And that was Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. I don't know how many Nyans there are, but that's what it's called anyway. There's an interesting little debate going on the SSMB. I'm going to just mention it very shortly with regards to the Summer of Sonic and the whole 6 seconds. For the tickets selling out, and so many people complaining saying, "Oh, you could have charged for it," or you know, it's ridiculous that 450 tickets went in 6 seconds, and I mean, it's just, oh, it's just ridiculous. I mean, the thing is, yeah. I don't know. Bit rubbish. It's just meh. I don't really understand what sometimes I just don't understand what people want. Ah. Oh, so annoying. Cass Blue says, if SOS gets room for expansion, will charge tickets be a thing in the future? No, probably not, actually. Because, you know, Sega and ourselves obviously want to keep it free. So, meh, you know. Well, we're getting close to the end of the show, which I think is going to excite people. Mina's currently browsing, I think, Facebook, by the looks of things. Facebook. And Mr. Stream is doing whatever. I can't see him from here. He's on a Mac, though, so I don't think I want to see it. Dirty MacBooks. Hiss at him. Yeah. There's, of course, I mean, as Chaos Blue says, there is Sonic Boom, but nearly no one notices that. That's because Sega charged a lot for it. $29 a ticket this time. Casey says, from Sonic CD. Yes. Not that Sonic Boom. But yeah, $29 a ticket. That's like, what, 20 quid? Rough translation? $29. 15 to 20 quid, we reckon. I suppose it's not a bad. She's grinning now. What has she seen?
No, there's like double take pictures.
Why? Oh, I see. Right, yeah, because he's got.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Yeah. But yeah, $29 for a ticket. I mean, you know, I don't agree with TSSZ saying, oh, St. Louis is a dirty city. No. London's a dirty city if you look in the wrong places. You know, I mean, even Grantham, my hometown, is a dirty town if you look in the wrong places. You know? Rhetoric says Sega wants SOS to be free. Find this strange. Yet Sega of Europe want SOS to be free. Sega of America want to charge for Boom. And also, Sega of America want to put all their tickets via Ticketmaster as opposed to doing it themselves like we do. And Ticketmaster don't allow you to put tickets on for free, so you have to charge. True says, I think the staff want it to be free more than Sega. No, it is Sega as well, because we actually put forward the suggestion this year of can we charge for tickets, and Sega said, no, we want it to be free. So, there you go. But it is the fact that if you want to put tickets on Ticketmaster, you can't put them on for free, and at the same time, you also can't put them on without announcing, like, an artist or someone there, which is why they've announced Crush 40 again. But yes, that's that, basically. True says London sucks. I live here now. I live in London. London. Give me about 6-7 weeks. I might actually be able to replicate the East London accent pretty well. That would be something. Watching Mina's face curl up as I do that. That's a vision, that is. Anyway, we're about ready to finish. Oh, it's been 2 hours already. And I'd like to say that I've broadcast straight from Shoutcast. And we haven't had a proper derp once, so that's a success. Or not one that I've noticed. So we've got about time for one more track. I don't want to overrun too much because I am tired. I do want to go. We'll be back next week at 10 o'clock. We won't be back the week after that because Mina and I, we're going to watch We Will Rock You at the Dominican Theatre, is it called? The Dominion Theatre?
Dominion
Theatre in London, Tottenham Court Road. And then we're going to go to Gordon Ramsay's Foxtrot Oscar restaurant, which I think is a brilliant name. Absolutely superb name.
Fitting for him.
If you know your phonetic alphabet, you'll probably understand the reference there. But Foxtrot Oscar, what a name. Superb. But yeah, oh, it's good. Casey says London sucked, now it's worse. Ugh.
Thanks, Casey. Thanks. But yeah, no, so there'll be a Saturday Night Sega next week. There won't be one the week after. There might be one the week after that, and then definitely won't be one the week after that, because Summer of Sonic. And then from there, we should probably be back on normal. But, you know, keep an eye on... keep an eye on the Radio Sega website. We will... Drew says, kind of scared to meet you. And Casey responded, you should be. Oh no! He's actually going to be a woman? This is like everything the internet tells you. This is everything the internet tells you. It's like, be careful of strangers that you meet on the internet. Casey's like, I'm not a man at all! Anyway, we've got one more track to play. Keep an eye on Radio Sega on the website. We'll update you when shows are on and when they aren't on and what's going on with everything else. We've got one more song to play. And that's it. That's all for this evening. Then I'm going to very quickly put this on Dropbox and go to bed. So my name has been Gary. I've been sat on a table alongside Mina.
Am I saying hi or bye?
Bye.
Bye.
And Mr. Stream, who's probably just going to smile. He's waving. Oh, it's like car park catchphrase on Radio 1 if anyone gets the reference. It's Mr. Stream. He's waving. Anyway, yes, this is Skies of Arcadia, because True's only been demanding it for the last 2 hours. Good night!